For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. Along the banks of the Cooper River in one of North Charleston shipyards is an unsuspecting office that operates almost completely on a volunteer workforce.
Harvest Free Medical Clinic is a safety net clinic for folks that do not have any insurance or ability to pay for their medical care.
That's Dr. Martin Smith. He's one of many doctors, nurses, and staff who serve medical care to the people living in the Lowcountry.
It's a privilege to take care of people that often are just forgotten.
Dr. Smith says that if it wasn't for the clinic, many of his patients just wouldn't receive care. That makes this care center vital.
There is somewhere on the order of 34 million people in the United States who have diabetes. 90-95% of those cases are type 2 diabetes. In our population, where we're caring mainly for 18-year-old folks to 65 or older, that's a sizable portion of people who have diabetes.
Long-term complications of diabetes include cardiovascular disease, nerve damage, and eye damage.
So diabetic retinopathy in general is the leading cause of blindness among working-age people in the United States.
That's Dr. Jeffrey Blyce. He's with the Medical University of South Carolina's Storm Eye Institute in Charleston.
It's very common in this part of the country because of the relatively high incidence of diabetes in the Southeast.
Dr. Blyce, along with some colleagues, received a grant from the Duke Endowment to put eye imaging technology in various locations in the Lowcountry to reach segments of the population that perhaps wouldn't necessarily be able to receive this type of care.
The benefit of these cameras is it allows us to look at the retina in a way that's very similar to what we would do in the office. So it's almost like having a retina exam at the point of care. It doesn't take the place of a good, full, normal eye exam for people, but in people who need a screening for diabetic retinopathy, it provides a good option.
First thing in the morning, I go through and I identify every diabetic that we have on the schedule for the day.
That's Charity Fillmore. She works as the office manager at Harvest Free Medical Clinic with Dr. Smith. She also does the imaging of the patient's eyes.
When they're finished seeing the physician, I bring them back to the retinal imaging camera, and they sit down and I explain to them the way it works, and the camera is actually color-coded, it's very sensitive, so we take the image.
Once the patient's eyes are scanned, the images are sent over to MUSC through a secure patient portal. There, Dr. Blyce and other ophthalmologists look at the scans to identify potential red flags.
The greatest benefit is that we've actually detected pretty severe disease in people that otherwise probably would have caused them to go blind, and at least been able to identify that they're the ones that need treatment. So the benefit of telehealth is capturing those people that actually may have disease so we can try and treat them.
Dr. Blyce adds it's not so much the people who aren't getting exam that are the problem. It's reaching the people who aren't getting examined. And that the real benefit of the program is that you don't have to find that many people to make it worthwhile.
So if you save 3 or 4 people in a year from going blind, that's a huge benefit overall, not only to them, but to the healthcare system in general, because of the costs associated with caring for these people throughout their life with poor vision.
I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at seetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.